2,000 years ago, Rome was the largest city in the world. It was a busy, bustling place, home to as many as 1 million people. Ancient Romans could go shopping, and some children went to school. Using Greek and Latin, the languages of scholars, poems and biographies were written, as were books about history, politics, philosophy, and science, on parchment scrolls made of fine, dried skin. The Romans traded goods with people from faraway places and paid gold for luxurious silks from China. Ancient Romans were talented engineers. They built apartment blocks 4 stories high, and the city had sealed roads and traffic problems. The Romans built huge aqueducts to bring water from far away. Homes were centrally heated and had baths and toilets. 2,000 years ago, the Chinese traded goods with the people of Europe. Caravans of camels, piled high with colourful silk cloth, plodded thousands of kilometres along a dry, dusty trail known as the Silk Road, which linked Asia to Europe. 2,000 years ago, the Celts, who lived in Ireland, Britain, and France, celebrated the harvesting of their crops on the last evening of summer. Druids, the Celtic priests, also lit bonfires to acknowledge the spirits and ghosts that they believed appeared on this last evening before winter. This celebration in autumn is the origin of Halloween. 2,000 years ago, Lake Waikaremoana in New Zealand gradually formed behind a gigantic landslip that had dammed a river valley in the rainforest 200 years earlier. In about the year 30, Jesus was put to death on a cross. His teachings formed the basis of a new religion, Christianity. In the year 79, the massive eruption of Mount Vesuvius in Italy killed 2,000 people when it buried the city of Pompeii under a layer of ash and pumice. The Colosseum was a huge public arena in Rome where 50,000 people were entertained by gladiator battles, gory sword fights between men to the death. Today, the remains of Roman architecture can still be seen in Europe, almost 2,000 years after being built. China was a land of remarkable creativity. In the first century, the Chinese developed a new process. They discovered that by mixing different plant fibers with water, pressing the paste flat to squeeze out the fluid, and drying the remaining pulp, they produced sheets of paper. The Han Dynasty extended the ancient Great Wall of China further westward across the Gobi Desert to help protect the Silk Road from attacks by nomads and bandits. In about the year 200, a stupendous volcanic explosion formed a crater that became Lake Taupo. More than 100 cubic kilometers of material was ejected. The landscape was utterly devastated for 20 kilometers all around, and a layer of pumice covered the countryside for 100 kilometers. Fine ash was thrown so high into the atmosphere that it circled the earth. It may have caused the brilliant red sunsets recorded by the Romans and the Chinese vast distances away. Romans controlled Britannia, now Great Britain, between the 1st and 4th centuries. In the 3rd century, the Chinese invented the compass and the wheelbarrow. In the 5th century, they produced newspapers and printed books. They also invented gunpowder and made firecrackers for the first time. In the 5th century, the ferocious Attila the Hun led tribes from Central Asia on horseback to attack and raid the people of Europe. Around that time, Anglo-Saxons from Germany invaded and settled the land we now call Britain. They gradually replaced the Celtic language with their own, now referred to as Old English. The orderly lifestyles of the Roman civilization collapsed when people disregarded the rules of their society. The Roman Empire split in two. The western half suffered invasions of Huns and nomads, barbarians and Vandals, tribes of nomadic, aggressive people from surrounding regions who could neither read nor write. Books were burned, buildings were neglected, and towns deteriorated. Paved roads became rutted. Bartering, the swapping or trading of goods, replaced a money economy. This was the start of the Dark Ages. Meanwhile, the eastern half emerged as the Grand Byzantine Empire, ruled from the strategic port city of Constantinople. The empire initially encircled most of the lands that bordered the Mediterranean Sea. Around the world, many different calendar systems were used to record the passing of time. Then in the 6th century, a scholar called Dennis the Short estimated the date of Christ's birth and used that as the starting point to calculate a new calendar, the Gregorian calendar. Early in the 7th century, the Arab prophet Muhammad founded a new religion, Islam. In the 7th century, Mayan Indians lived in the jungles of Central America. Although their homes were in small farming villages, they built hundreds of temples, shrines, and cities out of stone, where only priests and nobles could live. They wrote in books made from bark paper. Using their astrology and mathematical skills, they developed an accurate calendar and were able to predict eclipses. They built observatories to study the changing positions of the sun and moon, the planets and stars. But suddenly, the Mayan people disappeared. It is still a mystery as to why their empire vanished, leaving the cities, temples and shrines made of stone to slowly crumble beneath the encroaching jungle. Fierce Vikings from Scandinavia invaded Britain in 793. Almost 100 years later, Alfred the Great, an Anglo-Saxon king, finally defeated the Vikings, who were then granted permission to stay in Britain and settle peacefully in selected areas. In the year 970, students were able to enroll at the world's first university, which still exists in Cairo, Egypt. By the end of the first millennium, people had roamed and settled in lands around most of the world. China had been ruled by successive dynasties. The ancient religion of Buddhism had spread from India through Asia as far as Japan. The Romans had ruled and lost vast areas of land all through Europe. Christianity had spread throughout Europe. The American continent was populated by American Indians in the north, the Mayan people in the central region, and Native American tribes in the south. Africans traded gold, ivory, spices, and slaves to the wider world. Aborigines had lived in Australia ever since the dream time, perhaps for as long as 40,000 years. By the year 1000, new farming techniques in Europe, such as crop rotation, resulted in more food and more people, more villages and more towns. This period is now called the Early Middle Ages, or medieval times. By now, Muslims had conquered the countries we now refer to as the Middle East, with their new religion, Islam. The Crusades were an attempt by Christians marching all the way from Europe to regain control of lands that they valued too. The Crusades were a series of 8 expeditions spread over 200 years. Around the year 1000, voyaging Vikings from cold northern Europe sailed across the Atlantic and landed on the North American continent. Britain was in turmoil again. William the Conqueror from France defeated the Anglo-Saxons, winning the Battle of Hastings in 1066. This is now referred to as the Norman Conquest. William then ordered a survey of all British land, which was recorded in the Domesday Book. Today, copies of this 1,000-year-old book are in most libraries. About 1,000 years ago, Polynesian voyagers, while exploring the vast oceans around their warm island homes, discovered a new land to the south. Until now, people in Europe had used cumbersome Roman numerals as a numbering system. Around the year 1100, the Arabic numbering system, which actually originated in India, was gradually introduced to Europe, along with a new concept called zero. Perhaps some giant eagles still existed when Aotearoa was first settled. Perhaps the eagles attacked people, thinking them to be a possible food source. Perhaps that was the origin of the Maori legend Puakai. The legendary figure of Robin Hood is depicted as having lived in Sherwood Forest in England in the 12th century. Throughout Europe, many magnificent Gothic-style cathedrals were built of stone, fine, tall and graceful, with colourful stained glass windows. Famous examples include Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, Westminster Abbey in London, and Salisbury Cathedral in southern England. In England in 1215, King John signed the Magna Carta, or Great Charter. This is still regarded as having been an important advancement to ensure laws were fair for everyone and justice was equal for all people. One of the original copies is still displayed in Salisbury Cathedral. Marco Polo was a merchant from Venice who explored many routes and detours along the length of the Silk Road. Upon his return from China, he wrote a travelogue about the unknown mysterious lands of Asia. The story of his journey became a controversial bestseller in medieval Europe. During the late 1300s, a new volcano in Aotearoa exploded through the surface of the sea, destroying nearby Kāinga. Today, the distinctive cone of Rangitoto in the Waitemata Harbour is a familiar Auckland landmark. In the 14th century, the ghastly Black Death, bubonic plague, raged throughout Europe. Carried by fleas and rats, the disease killed 25 million. About a third of the people who lived in Europe. This was one of the world's worst ever disasters. During the Hundred Years' War in the 14th century, the English practiced target shooting with their newly developed longbow against the French, who used their new deadly crossbow design. When the knowledge of gunpowder spread from China to Europe, the Hundred Years' War between France and England became even bloodier. Soldiers now used another powerful new Chinese invention, a weapon called a cannon. Joan of Arc united the people of France as she too fought against the invading English. In 1431, she was burned at the stake by the English for the crime of heresy, having religious beliefs that were contrary to those of people in authority. She was 19 years old. In Europe, most sailors at this time believed the world was flat. They were frightened to sail beyond the sight of land in case they fell over the edge. Having ruled Eastern Europe for 1,000 years, in 1453, the Byzantine Empire was defeated when the city of Constantinople, in the center of the empire, was captured by the Turks of the Ottoman Empire. The late Middle Ages, 1300 to 1490, was a stressful time in Europe. Climate change lowered crop production, the population dwindled because of starvation, plagues, and war. However, these tough times eventually passed by and led into the Renaissance, an exciting time in Europe, 1300 to 1600. People debated and developed new ideas and philosophies on art, religion, and science. Printing presses were set up throughout Europe, and books were distributed. Stimulating new ideas were now able to reach many regions at the same time. This motivated ordinary people to learn how to read. Such widespread distribution of knowledge in Europe had never ever happened before. In this period, covering several centuries, civilization changed immeasurably. Paintings became more realistic during the Renaissance. Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa. On the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in Rome, Michelangelo portrayed God giving life to Adam. William Shakespeare wrote Romeo and Juliet. In 1492, a Spanish navigator, Christopher Columbus, sailed across the Atlantic Ocean and discovered the New World, the Americas. Did a Portuguese sailing ship make landfall in New Zealand in the 15th century? Some historians believe that it did. In the 1500s, Spanish conquistadors sailed from Europe and colonized the southern lands of the New World. They plundered gold from the Aztec people in Central America, now known as Mexico, and from Inca tribes that lived further south in lands now known as Peru. They brought with them the disease smallpox, which caused devastation within the local population. During the 1500s, the Ming Dynasty rebuilt sections of the Great Wall of China that had collapsed. At almost 8,000 kilometers long, the wall is the largest construction on Earth. It is 5 times the length of New Zealand. Magellan was the first European to sail across the vast, calm ocean he named Peaceful Sea, now called the Pacific Ocean. In 1522, he achieved another remarkable first. His expedition sailed right around the globe, thus proving the world was round like a ball, not flat like a tray. The printing of many books had brought consistency to the different dialects of the English language. In 1604, the first modern English dictionary was published. While taking part in a protest against anti-Catholic laws, Guy Fawkes was caught with explosives as he hid in a cellar under the House of Lords in London on the 5th of November, 1605. He was arrested and hung for his part in the Gunpowder Plot, a plan to blow up the King of England and members of Parliament. In 1620, the first white settlers from England, the Pilgrim Fathers, sailed to the New World on the Mayflower and colonized northern regions of America. The oldest pūkeko fossils found in New Zealand indicate these birds did not exist in New Zealand until the 1600s. Beginning in 1632, it took 20 years and 20,000 workmen to build the beautiful white marble Taj Mahal mausoleum in India. Built by an Indian emperor in memory of his favorite wife, the Taj Mahal is set behind elaborate formal gardens. It now houses the intricately carved tombs of the emperor and his wife behind jewel-studded marble screens. In 1642, the Dutch explorer Abel Tasman charted a short length of coastline in the South Pacific that was not known to people in Europe. The line was added to the map of the known world. This new mystery land was called Nova Zealandia. Already reeling from another epidemic of the plague, London faced a new disaster. In 1666, the Great Fire of London swept through the oldest part of the city, destroying the quaint wooden medieval dwellings within the walled section next to the River Thames. For 400 years, the Ottoman Empire had continually expanded the lands it controlled around the rim of the Mediterranean Sea and the Black Sea, with the city of Constantinople as its hub. In the late 1600s, the empire started a gradual decline until its eventual demise in the early 20th century. Constantinople is now called Istanbul and is the largest city in Turkey. In 1748, a peasant digging in his vineyard in southern Italy unearthed several marble statues. The discoveries led to the excavation of the lost Roman city Pompeii, which had lain buried and forgotten for 16 centuries since the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. In 1760, Mozart was only 6 years old, yet he was already an accomplished performer and composer of music. In 1769, young Nick Young shouted "Land!" from high up in the crow's nest of Captain James Cook's ship Endeavour. It took 6 months for Cook to chart the complete coastline of New Zealand. By 1770, New Zealand could be drawn on a map of the world. Botanists on the ship named and catalogued plants found on their voyage of discovery. Puriri was given the Latin name Vitex lucens. In 1776, the American Revolution, also known as the War of Independence, occurred when the settlers of the New World fought against British soldiers to gain independence from the ruling monarchy of Britain. Following their victory, George Washington was elected the first president of this new nation, the United States of America. A clock was invented that kept accurate time, based on Greenwich Mean Time, on a ship moving east or west. Marine chronometers became the foundation for great advancements in marine navigation and mapping, and the incidence of shipwrecks from navigational error decreased. The king, the church, and the noblemen controlled France during the late 1700s. Poor people, middle-class merchants, and tradespeople were not represented in Parliament. The uprising by these people against the ruling classes is known as the French Revolution. Thousands of people were executed by being beheaded with the guillotine. Following the French Revolution, Napoleon became Emperor of France. During his reign, he introduced basic rights in education, justice, and politics for everyone. His influence is still apparent in the laws of many European countries. However, he is best remembered as a general for his astounding military conquests throughout Europe and for his defeat at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. James Watt's newly invented, reliable steam engine was incorporated into manufacturing industries throughout Europe and America in the early 1800s. This enabled many tedious jobs like spinning yarn or weaving cloth that had always been done by hand to be completed more quickly and efficiently by machines. Mechanization drastically changed the way that people lived and worked. This period is known as the Industrial Revolution. The first attempt to write the spoken Maori language was made by missionaries when they arrived in New Zealand. Several years later, Professor Samuel Lee of Cambridge University in England, assisted by a northern Maori leader, Hongi Hika, devised a formal written structure of the Maori language and compiled the first Maori dictionary. By the mid-1820s, the Maori language was able to be written and read. Following skirmishes with rival chiefs, Shaka became leader of the Zulu tribe in Africa. During his reign, he introduced sophisticated battle strategies and exceptionally strict control, which eventually encompassed 250,000 tribal people to form the Zulu Kingdom. New Zealand established trading links with the rest of the world. Wool was first exported from New Zealand in 1835. 10 years later, the first shipment of butter and cheese sailed to Sydney. Dr. David Livingstone, the missionary and explorer, endured harsh conditions during his exploration of Africa in the 1800s. His optimistic attitude, "I'm prepared to go anywhere provided it be forward," enabled him to overcome huge obstacles in his quest to find the source of the Nile. The longest river in the world, the Nile flows 6,500 kilometers from south of the equator in the Great Lakes region of Central Africa, northwards to spill into the Mediterranean Sea, well beyond the Tropic of Cancer. For several years, New Zealand was under the jurisdiction of the Governor of New South Wales in Australia. Then, in 1840, British sovereignty was proclaimed in New Zealand. The Treaty of Waitangi was signed. The treaty was an agreement between representatives of the British Crown and Maori chiefs representing their tribes. Captain William Hobson was the first governor of New Zealand. The first Maori language newspaper was published in 1842. Fleeing Ireland during the potato famine in the 1840s, Irish immigrants brought the ancient Celtic custom of Halloween to their new homeland, the United States of America. In 1855, Wellington experienced the most powerful earthquake ever recorded in New Zealand. It was 8.2 in magnitude. In 1856, Christchurch was the first town in New Zealand to be officially deemed a city. Originally established in the Bay of Islands, then moved to Auckland, the capital of New Zealand was eventually shifted to Wellington in 1865. Abraham Lincoln was President of the United States during the American Civil War of the 1860s. The five-year battle to end slavery was fought between the northern and southern states. In 1868, New Zealand became the first country in the world to allow its native people to vote. 25 years later, New Zealand also became the first country to allow women to vote. Communication methods were getting faster and faster. Telegraph lines were strung from town to town, and telegraph cables were laid under the sea. Across Cook Strait in 1866, and from New Zealand to Australia in 1876. The invention of refrigeration was important to the development and wealth of New Zealand. Being able to export frozen meat to England by sea opened up valuable and exciting new markets and opportunities. The first consignment left Dunedin on the sailing ship Dunedin in 1882. Transportation methods were getting faster too. Steamships replaced sailing ships. Trains were developed to pull coaches of passengers. People learned to fly in amazing new flying machines. Coca-Cola was concocted in Atlanta, USA in 1886. Mount Tarawera unexpectedly erupted in 1886. The 4 hours of volcanic devastation created a 5-kilometer chasm along the top of the mountain, buried 2 villages at its base, and killed 150 people. A world-famous tourist attraction, the Pink and White Terraces, were lost under mud and debris. It took until the turn of the 20th century for the Gregorian calendar to be widely accepted for international use. This is the calendar system used in New Zealand. However, there are many other different calendars still in use throughout the world today, such as the Islamic, Hindu, and Chinese calendars. In 1904, radio time signals were first broadcast directly to boats at sea. Knowing the precise time of the day enabled navigators to calculate how far through the Earth's daily 360-degree rotation they were. This determined their longitude. Latitude was found by measuring the highest angle of the sun above the horizon. These two precise coordinates plotted their position on a chart. The first All Black rugby team toured Britain in 1905. On 9th September 1907, King Edward VII granted New Zealand the status of Dominion, an independent, self-governing nation. In Detroit, USA, the Model T Ford motor car rolled off the first mass production assembly line in 1908. In 1912, on its maiden voyage, the supposedly unsinkable luxury passenger liner Titanic hit an iceberg and sank. New Zealanders joined the rest of the world and fought in two world wars. The conflicts were between the ideals of enforced control and democracy. During World War I, almost 3,000 New Zealand soldiers lost their lives in the 1915 Gallipoli campaign in Turkey. The heavy losses from this disastrous battle fostered a national grief that united all New Zealanders, Māori and Pākehā, and memorial ceremonies have been held on 25th of April ever since. Anzac Day honours all New Zealand and Australian soldiers who died in wartime while defending and guarding our free lands from the shafts of strife and war. In 1918, the Spanish influenza epidemic is estimated to have killed 50 to 100 million people worldwide. In 2 months, over 8,000 people died in New Zealand. The development of electricity was applied to innovative audio devices, the phonograph and the gramophone record. Stimulating new sounds and fresh musical styles were now able to reach many people at the same time via jukeboxes and the wireless radio. Such widespread simultaneous distribution of the latest music had never, ever happened before. Pop music arrived. For over 500 years, the British Empire had steadily expanded its rule over various territories and dominions to become the largest empire in the history of the world. At the peak of its power in 1922, it was in command of a quarter of the world's population. Between the two world wars, the economies of many industrialized countries collapsed. Production rapidly declined and there was a sudden rise in unemployment. Around the world, millions of people lost their jobs, their businesses, and their savings. Because they no longer had any money, some people had to walk out and abandon their homes. This period is called the Great Depression and lasted for about 12 years. In 1931, the cities of Napier and Hastings were destroyed in a powerful earthquake that killed over 250 people. In 1938, the New Zealand government introduced the Social Security Act. This act stated that every person had a right to a reasonable standard of living and introduced the benefit system. During World War II, Hitler's Nazi regime exterminated over 6 million Jewish people in Europe, mainly in deadly gas chambers. This is now known as the Holocaust. World War II ended soon after the invention of a ghastly new weapon. Atomic bombs were dropped on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing 200,000 people. In the closing stages of World War II in 1945, 50 nations signed a charter to form the United Nations, an international organization for preserving world peace. Following World War II, Britain couldn't afford to sustain its far-flung empire, and independence was granted to most of its territories and colonies. For the average family in New Zealand, living conditions dramatically improved as plumbing systems, running water, drainage and toilets, and electricity were installed into homes. From the end of World War II until the mid-1990s, tensions increased between democratic and communist nations. However, in spite of threats and hostilities, no direct military battle ever occurred. This 50-year period of mistrust and suspicion between the superpowers, America and the Soviet Union, Russia, is known as the Cold War. In 1958, both Russia and America launched exploratory satellites into space. In 1969, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin walked on the moon. Many people were able to watch this incredible event at home on their television sets as it was actually happening. At various times since the early 1900s, New Zealand has been responsible for several island groups of the South Pacific, the Cook Islands, Niue, Tokelau, and part of Samoa. Many Pacific Islanders regard New Zealand as a desirable place to live and have formed strong communities in the larger cities. During the summer of 2010-11, Christchurch was rocked by a series of earthquakes. A major tremor on 22nd February killed almost 200 people and seriously injured many others. Treasured heritage buildings within the central city were destroyed, and almost 10,000 homes were damaged beyond repair. People throughout the world were able to watch raw, unedited video coverage of the chaotic hours following the disastrous quake on their mobile devices or at home on their television sets as it was actually happening. The death, injuries and destruction from this earthquake fostered a national grief that united all New Zealanders and prompted immediate international assistance. Today, people throughout the world can go shopping anywhere using the internet. People still write poetry and biographies. In a massive worldwide outburst of self-expression, they also write about history, politics, philosophy, science, and participate in interactive blogs and chit-chat on their home computers, laptops, or mobile devices. Nowadays, we are part of a new revolution, an information technology revolution. Computers and the internet have allowed ordinary people to find out information about anything. Such widespread instant access to knowledge by people throughout the world has never ever happened before. In this period, covering several decades, civilization has changed immeasurably. In the 21st century, Auckland is the largest city in New Zealand. It is a busy, bustling city of more than a million people, an eclectic mix that has come to live, to study, and to work. It has sealed roads and traffic problems. It has office blocks that soar over 40 stories high. Today, New Zealand's population is made up of a varied collection of people from numerous cultures and different ethnic groups. People who are adapting to their new environment, using materials and resources from their new environment. And all of us have, at some stage, migrated and crossed over the foam-white fringe that surrounds our land. Maori, European, Polynesian, Asian, Indian, Middle Eastern, African, Scandinavian.